The fit utterly decaying her, his physical patient in Baxter, D-A-X-T-E-R, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, date of birth for this patient is a 10-8-1965, date of service 9-14-2023, place Future Care Chowar Village. History of present illness. It's a 57-year-old female with a known history of severe DJD, followed by Dr. Johnson. She was having significant knee pain. She was receiving steroid injection. She got injection on September 1st. The day after, she was unable to tolerate weight and flex the knee, worsening pain each day after that. She presented with the fever chills. She has a previous injection in the knee with no issues. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Severe left knee pain with the swelling, fever. She was evaluated by orthopedic team and found to have septic left knee. Was taken to the operating room on September the 9th and left knee incision and drainage was done. Pus was noted at the time of surgery. Patient tolerated the procedure, was recovered, transferred to the floor. Patient was postoperatively catheterized, fully inserted, fully removed on September 12th. Infectious disease team was consulted. The culture grew MRSA. Patient was started on vancomycin, then subsequently switched to daptomycin as per ID recommendation. 500 mg every 24 hours via picoline for 2 weeks was advised. And she was also transitioned from linezolid 600 mg POBID for 2 weeks for a total of 4 weeks antibiotics. The patient hemovacadine was removed on September 12th. Postoperatively, patient was monitored. Pain medication given and adjusted. Physical therapy done. They recommended subacute rehab and patient was transferred to Chowar Village for continuation of IV antibiotic and physical therapy. When I saw the patient family at the bedside, her daughter, she was visiting. Patient had no shortness of breath, no chest pain, and nausea and vomiting. Patient complaining of left knee and leg swelling and pain. No fever, no chills. Past medical history, arthroplasty of the left hip, 2017, right hip replacement, 2014, previous steroid injection in the left knee, pre-diabetes mellitus, rotator cuff, injury in the left shoulder, status post injection, it's history of vitamin D deficiency, history of carpal tunnel syndrome, DJD, severe hypercholesterolemia. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets TID. Aspirin 81 mg daily, daptomycin 500 mg every 24 hours for 12 days. Pepcid 20 mg BID, gabapentin 300 mg 3 times a day, ibuprofen 800 mg TID, linezolid 1 tablet twice a day for 14 days. La Nazole to be started on September 26th. Mupirocin, Bactroban ointment to the new both nose for MRSA, Miralax 17 gram daily. Oxycodone 10 mg Q6 hour PRN for pain. Amlodipine 5 mg daily for hypertension. NASCTZ 12.5 mg daily. Simvastatin 20 mg at night. Tazanidine 4 mg daily for muscle spasm. Vitamin D 1000 units daily. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no abdominal diarrhea, musculoskeletal, left leg swelling, left knee swelling and pain, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia, physical exam, patient awake, alert, oriented, M3, cooperative, next line, vital, stable, next line, headache, anomalous, cardiac, next line, neck, supple, no JVD, next line, chest, not tender, next line, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, S2, abdomen, soft, not and bowel, from positive extremities, left leg, significant knee swelling, left leg swelling, right leg, trace, rima, no calf tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented, M3, assessment, patient is admitted, septic arthritis, left knee, status pose, and CN and drainage, it grew MRSA. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, hypertension. Next line, history of anemia. Next line, history of severe DJD. Next line, history of previous hip replacement surgery. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, continue daptomycin, and will start linezolid on September 26 for 14 days after the daptomycin is completed. Will follow CBC, CMP, CK levels, discuss with nursing staff. Thank you.